Who's going to talk first? Matt? Dan? Me?
Yeah, welcome everybody to Privateers, Inc.
You know it's not going to be Matt. Matt, what? I can't even talk. What are you doing?
He's playing Angry Birds again.
No, I don't fucking like Angry Birds.
What is it? Is it Golf Boy? Is it fucking...
No.
Change the lane?
I got a new thing going on.
What is the new thing? Give us a...
Something Dive. See, look, you flip...
Matt, the people can't see that.
What was your score on that one?
It's Purple Diver. Dan, dude, I'm at level like 150 or something.
Don't feed into it, Dan, please.
So,
all right, here's the deal, Matt. You gave us a little bit of a homework assignment, right? We're gonna destroy a podcast today.
Yeah, I hate podcasts.
We're just gonna get right into this. We're not even gonna segue into it. We're beyond that.
Really?
At this point. Yeah.
Oh. What if I wasn't ready?
Who gives a shit? What is the difference?
We're never ready. That's the
point. Like this podcast can be any fucking better if you're ready? Give me a break.
No, it can only be worse.
But I do have a surprise, Matt. I did ask Tripp. Yeah, I have a surprise. I did ask.
Is he here?
Who, Tripp?
It's dark in there.
Yeah, no, he's here. I was talking to him before.
I think he's asleep over there, though.
I believe. Tripp, I hope you don't mind me saying, but he was. Should I just say it? He was masturbating in there before.
What the fuck? Seriously?
Yeah. I don't care or whatever.
The fuck is that?
Like on the water cooler. You know where the water cooler is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like,
you better not drink the water
over
there.
Come on.
Is that water?
No pun intended.
Jesus.
I don't
Christ.
Know what that means. All right.
Oh, that's fucking horrible, man.
I don't know.
The worst thing
in the fucking world is to see that fucking. Was the hair going as well?
Yeah, it was like kind of swinging a little
bit.
You know?
Yeah. Like a back and forth, like a rooster.
It looked like kelp in the fucking Pacific Ocean off the California coast, to be honest with you.
God, with that hair, I can only imagine.
Right. But as a surprise today, Matt, to pick apart this podcast with us today is none other than. I think we talked about. I still don't have a drum roll. Why, Tripp? Why have you not given me a drum roll on my fucking setup yet? I have applause.
He's over there sleeping. He's a master. I mean,
he's still jerking up. However, he has told me that he.
Here,
has
I'll do one.
That's an absolutely horrible.
Oh, that's a horrible drum roll.
Matt, please.
Okay, there you go. You're done.
But if drum roll. If Tripp did this correctly, here in a couple seconds here, we should have on the hotline. Ryan Hatch, of course, the Subtractive and your boy Rick Roy podcast.
Oh shit!
From the Subtractive.com. Let's see if he patch him in. Tripp, patch him in, please.
Tripp will never do it, Ryan.
Ryan, are you there? Did Tripp do his job correctly?
Yeah, not for nothing.
Oh damn!
There was a lot of snoring there. There was a ton of snoring. So I don't know if he is masturbating and snoring at the same time.
I mean, he's been known to do that kind of.
I've never seen anybody do that at the same time.
Going on there.
But let's welcome to the podcast, of course, Ryan Hatch. Oh, look, Ryan, you got a standing ovation. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
If you can't tell, that's actually real people. That's not a sound effect playing off of my iPad right now.
That's the first time I've ever got even a sound effect.
Right, exactly.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show, man. What's going on? How you doing today?
Yeah. Fucking not bad, dude. You know, another day, busy as shit. I do have something funny to tell you real quick. I was editing next week's podcast with Gary Croc 80s Rock, and I think he was shit faced in it. And it's really funny. He laughs at shit that's not even funny. And you guys got to check it out. It's really fucking funny. It'll come out this Wednesday.
And they can hear it on SoundCloud. And of course, you can go to thesubtractive.com. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to thesubtractive.com, that's the best way to do it. I'm still trying to get on the Apple Podcast, but they've denied me twice already, and I have to open a ticket. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Tripp, get to the bottom of this, please.
Come on. You got to help him out here.
We can't have them not on Apple Podcast.
Actually, I think he is getting to the bottom of it right now.
I have a couple questions, actually.
Before you ask your questions, Matt, I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to be very professional right now and go take a piss while you're asking these questions.
So. Gotcha.
That sounds awesome.
We definitely do not edit for sure. I'll be like that. Well, go ahead. Ask this question. Actually, I'm sorry. What I meant to say, Matt, was I'm not taking piss. I'm listening to everything you're saying for the next couple minutes.
Right,
go ahead.
Exactly. What's up, Ryan? How's things?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm expecting a stream of urine to come flooding through the audio in a second.
Right. So I got a question. So I was wondering a couple things after Joe told me about your podcast, which I've listened to and actually is very good, and I find myself very interested.
I'm glad you do. Thank you.
I listened to two. I want to say you put up episode 9.2 and 5 yesterday. Am I right by saying
that? So here's what happened. I had to because at SoundCloud, I had just the free trial version, and it only lets you enough. It only allocates you enough room to upload like 3 podcasts.
Right.
So I had to rotate them. So I finally got Plus, and now I'm like trying to re-upload all the old ones too. So it's going to be like all over the place.
Right. Okay, I see. Because yeah,
we're on 10 right now. We're on 9. We had to split 9 into 2 parts because it was long, and then the next one that comes out is 10.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because
I couldn't agree anymore, Matt. Actually. To be honest with you, about what everyone was just saying, because I've been here listening intently.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was sitting there listening, and I was like, okay, because 4 came out last week after 9-1, and then 5 came out. So I was like, what? I figured there was some issue going on there. But what the fuck is the subtractive?
Oh God. Okay. All right. This is a fucking story. I'm gonna try to get through it quick. So when I'm not bound by a relationship, I like to apparently just like hang out with younger girls and fucking destroy their lives.
Ryan, listen, so, I don't mean to be the voice of reason here, but hanging out with younger girls, that's really no, you really shouldn't be doing that.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I swear
know.
There's not you've one
told me
behind
this a million
Joe.
Times, but,
there's not one behind Joe right now.
Matt, shut up. No. Go ahead, Ryan. You were saying? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So anyways, this younger girl approached me one day, and we ended up kind of dating and this and that, and but she was like ready for me to move in with her, and at the end I was like, nah, like, and it kind of like tore whole world apart. So my boss at the time started calling me the Eliminator, and that kind of morphed into Dr. E, like Dr. Eliminator, like and then it morphed into the Good Doctor, and then eventually it morphed into the Subtract.
Actually,
it morphed into Subtractive, and when I was searching for domain names, it was taken, so I had to settle for the Subtractive.
Oh, I see. So there was a domain
terrible.
Thing. So yeah. By the way,
so how much younger was she?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Holy fuck. She was 19. So I was probably 35.
You were 35 and she was 19? What are you, some kind of child molester?
Yeah, Joe.
What the crazy.
What the fuck, Ryan?
The girl that's behind Joe right now is just had her birthday.
Come on, Matt. She's 20.
She just turned 15. And Joe
just turned 15?
No.
She says she's 20, but
we know she's 20.
We kind of
okay.
have our we have our doubts.
I saw
here.
Her learner's permit.
Yeah, actually, I asked for her ID and she kind of hesitated a little bit when
she said, "What's an ID?"
She said, "No, that's your ID, motherfucker."
Okay. So she pulled out her lunchbox.
She pulled out her fucking Dora the Explorer membership club fan club situation.
A fucking metal gem lunchbox. She's like, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, that wasn't the first young girl that I was. There was a couple other ones, too. It's like I'm just a habitual, like, if they're closer than 15 years to me, I'm not interested.
Oh.
Right. That Ryan, you and I are kindred spirits in that respect, I think. In a lot of respects, but also in that one, definitely, for sure.
Right. So that's what the subtractive is. And your boy Rick Roy part would be, obviously you and Rick have known each other a long time. Is that how that worked out?
That was it. There wasn't really too much thought into that. He just said, that's what I'm going to do. I said, all right, sounds good. Let's do this. And that was it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, it makes sense then. All right. And then the SoundCloud thing is just because did you originally try to put this on the fucking...
I originally tried to put this on Bandcamp, but Bandcamp has a pretty severe file size limitation, so I had to go with something else. And everybody, SoundCloud said, oh, it's the new Premiere podcast app, which is a bunch of bullshit. I don't know why they say that,
right.
But it seems like it's more used for that fucking mumble rap shit that's coming out now, like that really sorry ass like garage rap that people
do. Oh, the shit that Dan likes.
That's that shit that all the 19-year-old girls are listening to these days.
Yeah, that's correct.
The garage rap? I don't know where anybody thought that I would like that.
Sorry, 20-year-old
girls.
That's
horrible.
I heard somebody call it mumble rap before.
No, that's true. That's a real thing.
Accurate.
Yeah. I heard
Emily liked mumble rap.
Do you like mumble rap? Is that a...
Yeah, she's right, not no, talking no, at yeah, all. Yeah. That's because she hasn't discovered her vocal cords yet.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's true. She still has the hasn't gone through puberty yet.
Well, no, what? Matt, the reason...
Do you need a diaper change?
No, Matt. Matt, you said the reason that she's not talking is because her parents haven't signed the waiver for her to be on the show yet.
So, oh, is that what it was?
That's okay. What it is.
Yeah.
We have to go out to Long Island and get her parents to sign the waiver.
Yeah,
she's probably not even supposed to be in the building. You said there was a show next door. I'm sure they're serving alcohol.
There is, yeah. And the weird part is I'm technically not supposed to be within 500 feet of a playground or any child for that matter. So. I mean, whatever.
Damn, that fucking that thing's been in force for like 25 years. Yeah.
Easy, Ryan, easy. It's not a... All right, so here's the thing. We're going to go into a thing here where we listen to a podcast.
Because I love podcasts.
Right. What is a podcast?
Everybody loves
Matt,
podcasts.
Can you please remind us what a podcast is, Matt?
Definition of a podcast.
That's the thing that I listen to and I hate.
Okay.
That's it.
That's a correct answer.
That's yeah, but...
Exactly right.
You know what the weird thing is? So that's technically why I don't really listen to the podcast, because it's something that you listen to and hate. So why listen to it?
Yeah, but this podcast, Dan, is the best podcast that you've never heard.
What, this one that we're on?
This one that we're on.
Oh, yep. By the way, this is Privateers, Inc. I don't think Dan mentioned that because he usually doesn't in his intro.
Because nobody cares about this shit.
So now that we're 12 minutes into the podcast, this is Privateers,
right.
Inc.
It is Privateers, Inc. Right. Welcome, everybody, to Privateers, Inc.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
I'm your host, Dan, and Joe is to the right, and Matt is to the left.
Who's
and
left?
Ryan is way to the south.
Yeah, like just let me know when you guys want to start.
Tomorrow.
You're going to have to ask Dan. He seems to be in pretty fucking tight control here with this fucking thing. All right.
Here's damn right.
We're going to start from the
okay,
beginning.
Okay, ready?
Well, at least we don't talk over each other on this fucking...
No, not at all. I never talk over anybody. What are you talking about?
Dumpy fucking thing. That
so
we're
fuck. All right, so we're going to play this podcast. The podcast, Matt, that you sent is called Girls Gotta Eat. That's the name of the podcast, and the episode is called When Dudes Get Dumped. You can listen
oh,
to these...
Oh, they're cunts.
You can
so
listen
what,
to these whores on Apple
eating?
Podcasts. Oh, here goes Dan again. Go ahead.
So I'm wondering, Girls Gotta Eat, what is she... What are they eating?
I don't know. Pussy, cock, it
each
could be
other.
Anything, Dan.
They're
it could be
cunts.
Ass.
They're eating each other out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know. Based on the picture, it might be Reese's peanut butter cups and chicken fingers.
Could
I don't
be.
Sure. All right, damn. So we're going to get right into it. And we're going to... Here goes this podcast. I'm going to start it from second zero. You guys ready? Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right, here it goes.
All right. So I go... She's like... She's all about just writing a dragon book, right?
Wait, hang on a second. Did I start...
What happened? What happened, Joe?
No, that... I don't know. Did I start book? From the middle of it? Hang on. Nope, that's the beginning. Hang
for
on.
Real?
Yeah, that's the beginning. Hang on, let me
hear that again.
You know, I heard. Yeah, it starts like in the middle of a conversation.
It's very professional. These fucking whores. All right, here we go. I'm gonna start it again. Yeah.
Who's this?
We're professional.
Bag.
Just in case you think that I was lying. Here it is. Right from again, Matt. Here we go.
Ahead.
Second zero. Take two.
Yeah.
So I go. She's like.
Nope,
she's
thing.
All about just writing a dragon book, right? And I'm like.
You
and
unlocked the dragon inside of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlocked
yeah. The cage.
Yeah, like OMG.
Oh, here goes, Matt.
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't get better than this music.
This is some trap shit right here, man.
OMG.
Yo, you guys want to go buy some crack?
Yeah.
I already got
hi
some.
Hi. Another episode of Girls Gotta Eat.
Yeah.
All right,
nice, episode nice. Of Girls Gotta Eat.
All right, let's just talk about let's talk about this intro here
Jesus
for a second.
Christ.
Ryan, if you're gonna have a podcast, is that some kind of intro? What is this? Talk to me. What do you think about this intro?
Here's the thing. Like I've never the only podcast I've ever listened to in its entirety is your guys, and that's not even a spot or nothing. That's
I'm
the
sorry,
absolute truth. I've never listened
horrible.
To another podcast before. I might have checked out like an interview, like a specific one from a Joe Rogan,
sure,
whatever. But like Maynard on Joe Rogan, I had to watch that. I don't know what the that doesn't like when you say podcast. I don't think of like turn on a fucking mic in the middle of a crowd in the middle of a conversation.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's weird.
So my question is, you don't listen to your rival podcast, Additive?
The added
no, yeah. No, I don't. That would be a pretty cool podcast.
Dan, are you trying to say that you're going to start another podcast called The Additive? Is that
I am.
Yeah, you should. Okay.
with your girl Trixie Whirl.
Maybe that's what's going to happen. I'm not sure.
Yep.
All right. Look, oh, man. So, but yes, you're correct. Why would you start a podcast in the middle of a conversation?
That's dumb.
I don't get it. The music was a little left a little to be desired, Matt.
The inflection on their voices makes me want to fucking throw somebody off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, so far my dick shriveled up into my abdomen. I have an innie right now, man.
Right.
Because of these fucking pieces
and
of shit.
The music isn't even, it's not bad. It's not my style, but I don't know. I don't listen to that.
I would rather listen to music than the voices.
Even know. See, I don't know if they fucking did it right. God. Like, no. Everything was just so jumbled when it started.
It really is. Chaos. By the way, Matt, I just want to comment how Dan even talks over our guest as well.
Damn right, I talk over the guest. Sorry, Ryan, I like talking over people.
Who, Dan? I've never heard that. All right, here we go.
We're talking about.
We're gonna go back into
don't
this
talk
fucking
over
shit.
Show.
All right, here we go. All right. All right, back into it. Here we go, Matt. You ready?
Go for it.
All right.
Hey, welcome back. Well, we're re-recording this intro.
No, geez.
Already sounds better, doesn't it? We did it yesterday. God. And it was Ashley goes. Yeah, we were both in bad moods. It's a funny thing when you actually can't do your job if you're annoyed with each other. It's pouring down rain. Anyway,
best friends, they fight too.
My God.
Anyways, thanks to BabFitFun for supporting Girls Gotta Eat. BabFitFun is a seasonal
what subscription. What are you eating, girls?
Can you stop this for a second?
Right, yeah, go
on.
Ahead.
Wait, hang on a second.
Oh, sorry.
It does sound like they're eating something in the moment, like while they're trying to talk.
Maybe marbles. Yeah. Go ahead.
What
man.
The fuck is this thing that they're doing?
They're underwater.
It sounds like what was that other one?
Dan shot out of a cannon today.
It sounds exactly like Guys We Fucked and You Can Sip With Us and what all those others.
Well, that's the thing.
They all sound the same.
Here's my question. So if you're all the same, why? If you look on the Apple Podcast app, okay, just like to see what the top rated podcasts are, like these cunts are part of it. So they're like number 3, I think, or number 10. And then every other fucking too broad fucking half-wit fucking show is like somewhere in the top 50. These fucking dumb, like illiterate fucking whores are fucking like they all make tons of money on doing the same shit that we can't even figure out how to fucking make a penny on this shit.
Hang on, Matt. I'm checking our ranking right now. Give me a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you talking about? We plugged a couple good places before.
Yeah, the New Jersey fucking battered woman shelter.
You know what though?
I remember that one.
That was good.
Yeah, that worked out well for us.
Yeah,
cease and desist letters and all.
Okay, here, Matt.
You guys plugged the only game in town last week. I can't imagine.
Hey,
I thought you guys would have skyrocketed. Yeah.
Well, I will say that we have moved up, Matt, 10 positions. We are now
number 1,000.
No, come on, Dan. Please give us more credit than that. We are number 429,614 on the Apple Podcast.
Must
listen.
I mean, it's not bad. We have a total of 4 subscribers, and but then it's me, Ryan, Joe, and Dan.
Right. Oh shit! Did I subscribe to that?
Even Emily didn't want to subscribe to us. That's how pathetic we are.
Never mind.
Hey, Matt. All right. Just so you guys know, among 20-year-old girls, we are number one.
In 1,100,000.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase.
229.
Among 20-year-old girls in this room, we are number one podcast.
Right. What happens when we find out they're not 20?
Well, don't worry about that. Okay, here we're going to go back into the thing.
Subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full-size beauty, fashion, home,
I love the
and
list,
wellness
by
products
the way.
For $49.99 box. Use our code GGE to get $10
list.
Off your first box.
Most likely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Girls Gotta Eat. HelloFresh plans to deliver products.
Oh, my God.
For $80 off your first month, go to HelloFresh.com/GGE80 and use the code GGG80 to get a total of $80 off. That's $20 off your first 4 bucks.
God.
Yes, and thanks to Living Proof. Supporting Girls Gotta Eat. The scientists at Living Proof have found a way.
Yep.
What the fuck is she talking about?
So I'm just going to bring up something real quick that they just did a way more professional spot than we've ever done on our podcast. So like, now that's the first time that anybody's ever done an actual spot on this show.
Is it bad for me to want them to get beat by their husbands?
Matt, come on, please. These bitches aren't
just
married.
We just did a spot for the New Jersey battered woman shelter.
I know. I'm wondering if they should belong there. I mean, if the worst case, like, okay, best case scenario, they should get hit by a car. Okay,
yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't deserve to be standing here with mics and And imagine the editing process that goes into these fucking cunts.
So, Matt, what you're saying is that you would prefer if they were...
dead.
Okay, all right. And maybe, like, had their legs chopped off.
No, I think that... Yes. You know what? Okay. Not dead is not the proper word. I think maimed is the...
Maimed, yes. Maimed.
So you want to keep them alive.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So they can see what they've done wrong.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. We would like to torture them with their own horridness.
Yeah. Right, right. I'm gonna skip forward just a little bit because I do
Please,
know
yeah,
that
because this is already.
I'm
fucked
gonna tell you
up.
Something right now. When I got to right around here, you're gonna hear this. There's definitely some. Ryan, you're aware of what vocal fry is, correct?
You know what? This is riveting.
Oh God, yeah.
This is absolutely riveting.
Oh, hang on, Dan's talking. Sorry.
Wait, oh, sorry.
The
Dan.
Best part.
Go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead.
All right, Dan. here comes vocal fry. Fucking 2019 situation. Here you go.
I'm so excited. Well, to the other part, we've been to Vancouver.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You guys know we've been to Vancouver because all the people from Toronto were like, fuck you. How dare you?
Hang
fuck
on,
people.
Go
Toronto
more,
and on 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So we'll have swipe ups for you guys ready. Website, Instagram story.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
It's Monday. Sunday,
So just look at our schedule or look at our website, stupidliveshows.com. All the info will be there. But you'll be able to get tickets to both the Montreal and Toronto shows. This Thursday.
But okay. That's the thing. Like, no mic technique at all.
None.
Yeah. And none at all.
Now, the vocal fry thing is just like, it's way over the top here, Matt. I don't know. Like,
no, it
just,
is. You're right.
Right. Like, what is the deal? Why is that a thing now? Is that what makes a podcast good? Maybe we should start doing that, perhaps, Matt.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I would just take the pop screens completely off I'll of tell your you mics what. And just put them inside your mouth.
There you go. My pop screen just came off. How about that?
Oh,
yeah.
That's perfect. Oh, my God.
I think so. Yeah.
We have 6,000 listeners now.
We just bumped
we
up
just we
Matt, we just went to number 12 on the podcast. We just fucked up Joe Rogan.
We increased by 20,000%.
Right. See, I don't know. I hate us, but I hate them more.
I do.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking horrible.
I'm either way. I could go either way. I hate us and them.
Is that AC working? I'm going to turn that shit up. Hang on.
So professional. This is so professional.
That's everything I hate in people. Right there.
What? I'm going to piss at the same time.
Ryan, what... Ryan, what are your thoughts on these podcasts? I mean, I just read a report the other day. The podcasts are going to go over $1 billion in revenue over the course of the next 5 years. Zero of that dollar is projected to go towards our podcast.
Maybe a dollar,
maybe a buck. I don't know. We'll
you see know, because happens. We plug the only game in town.
We do.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, and they pay you in tokens too. Right, so you're set with that.
But why this? I mean, why this? This genre, this is the whole thing. Like, now podcasts are gonna be so big, but this is what we have to listen to. We have to listen to this kind of bullshit with these two whores.
It's not just bullshit, it's horseshit.
I listened to it earlier today, and it's purely politically fueled. Everything is,
everything's
with the
about
endorsements.
I was gonna say that.
The whole, like, fucking banter in the beginning about, like, what were they talking about? Abortions or some shit?
Yeah, we're gonna get into it now.
Old fucking topics, dude.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about that?
Nobody gives a fuck. Like, nobody that really matters gives a fuck. Apparently, some people do, though, because they're getting numbers. I don't know how they're getting
numbers. Let me tell you, son. In all honesty, what the real problem is with these fucking stupid bitches is that they have a severe hatred for men, okay? I'm being serious. All these podcasts, they have this severe hatred for men, and they have, like, this, you know, hatred for Donald Trump and all this fucking bullshit. But the real fucking issue, though, is that when they'll say, like, in the same breath, they'll say something about, oh, you know, like, oh, Donald Trump is this fucking sexual harassing fucking pile of shit. But then they go, oh, I took a trip to Cuba. And if you love getting harassed by men, these men are really hot. It's like, OK, does that make any fucking sense, you stupid cunt? I mean,
no. If there was nothing going on in the news, would they even be popular? I mean, they're just going to talk like that. Who the fuck would really listen to that?
No, you're right.
It's
you're
just people supporting
right.
their viewpoints. That's all it is.
Yeah, and they get and Joe had it right a long time ago.
Of course, I did.
is that it was all about?
I'm ahead of my time, Matt.
Of course you are. It was all about fucking. Instagram and like how many followers on social media they have, and it's like I'm surprised
that's what it is.
I'm surprised that would have anything to do with how, like, you could be the worst. We listened to Ryan. I wish I could find it because I would somehow try to send it to you. But we famously listened to this podcast where a lady was catching a fly.
Oh, we need to find that. Oh, that was so good.
And but she had, a fucking sponsor spot for Sears or no?
No, it was Target,
Target and Macy's or something.
Target. I was like, what?
But she, the whole fucking show, she's got a guy that wrote a book on. She's not paying any attention to him. And as he's talking, you can hear her fucking swatting at a fly, and the kid's screaming in the background. She's like, oh, hold on a minute, the fly's bothering my son. It's like, yeah. What the fuck is this?
It's a double-edged sword. I mean, there's no quality control, but I guess thank God there's no quality control because that allows us to have fun.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Because if you listen to our podcast, we're a fucking wreck.
What are you talking about, Matt? This is so well put together.
Yeah,
you
know,
yeah.
No, it's Dan is a wreck.
Listen, yeah. if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to say.
Come on, Matt. Oh,
what?
I can't, you know.
Hey, what are you talking about? You, what the fuck?
I have to work.
Why are you making fun of?
Here we go.
Oops.
Matt, can you
please
write down?
Don't fucking make fun of those people.
Sorry, what do you want me to write down?
It's just 26 minutes. I'm just going to delete the entire minute.
26. What do I look like?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on. Don't be a fucking.
All right, you guys just want to get it all out now so that I can just
we're good. All right, we're done. Right, Dan?
Okay, yeah, we're done.
Anything you need to say, Ryan? All right.
Better vent it now.
Would you say, Joe, 20?
Just say 20. Just say 26 minutes.
The last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Anyway.
Now you're in the background fucking saying, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Matt, you're a bad influence. Okay. All right, we're gonna go back into this here. Believe it or not.
Go ahead. Yeah, play more of this because it makes me want to fucking kill myself.
All right, here we go. Stand by.
Yeah.
Yes, starting at 10
o'clock. Right into some vocal fry.
Yeah. In addition to that, July is a big month, so lots of stuff you guys can get tickets to.
Fuck.
The city is going to be the dope show. Yes. We're going to look so slutty. The kickoff to July, Atlantic City,
fuck
July 12th.
Fuck me.
Then straight to Phoenix, July.
Oh my god! Oh, if anybody ever wanted to see what Dan was like as a woman getting fucked,
oh man!
Oh my god!
Oh, this is too funny.
Dan, hang on a second, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean. Dan, what just happened? Are you okay?
I hadn't.
Orgasm.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm good now. I'm good.
Holy shit, dude.
Jesus. Somebody give this man a cigarette. Holy fuck, dude.
Let me just please apologize to our guest, Ryan Hass from the Subtractive and Your Boy Rick Roy podcast on SoundCloud and, of course, thesubtractive.com. I'm so sorry that you had to listen to that and be subjected to that.
Yeah, that was sorry about that there.
Man, you went somewhere. You went somewhere else there for a little bit. That was pretty concerning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe perhaps you can contain yourself while I continue on with this fucking train wreck of a podcast we're about to listen to. All right, here we go.
Ready?
Back into it, I think.
July 14th, Denver, July 15th and 16th. The 16th is pretty much sold out, so we add the 15th. Man. Salt Lake City, the 16th, 18th. 18th. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Okay, whatever. You can go to supermarketshows.com and then Montreal and Toronto. So, man. I'm really excited.
I am too.
Hold on a second. What the fuck is that?
I want to bring something up real quick.
Go ahead.
If I could just bring something up. She just mentioned a bunch of tour dates today. She's like, we're going to Denver.
Yeah, that's
we're going
the funny thing.
Wherever they're going.
There's people paying to see them?
Yeah.
This is like a thing now. People that do podcasts, they just show up in some high school auditorium, set up a table, and just fucking go. And
maybe that's
millions of people show up. I don't know why.
That's weird. That's weird because
all these people are going to go see me over there.
Yeah,
at the podcast.
I'm sure.
You know what though? Yeah. I like that format. As a matter of fact, Emily, can we get into your high school possibly?
What are you? Are you sophomore this year, Emily?
Fuck.
Emily's a sophomore.
Sorry.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Just sweetheart. Please talk to your guidance counselor. That'd be great. Okay, we're going to go back to the podcast.
I were just gone from New York.
Yeah. Birthday month.
We're doing it for me.
Doing it big for all these, all you cancer girls. But,
cancer girls.
You know, there's some stuff going on in this country, and we have never really wanted to make this show super political.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Laughter and Ryan, relationship advice.
Bitch. But, I have a funny feeling this means they're going to get into something political.
No, not at all. How would you ever think that, Joe?
I don't know. I'm sort of a fucking, what do you call them people?
A soothsayer.
No, yeah, yeah.
A soothsayer?
Yeah, fortune teller, yes, Dan. Don't you know the fucking word, Dan? Jesus,
it's a soothsayer. That's the real rule.
Yes, I'm a seersucker. Here we go.
Seersucker.
But, of course, we're a women's-focused show, so there is something we want to address and something we feel really passionate about.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
That's me too.
So, obviously, we are talking about what's happening in our country right now with abortion and women choosing what to do.
I think we need to do a me too. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Now, all right. So, Matt, we are, of course, a women's-focused show as well.
Of course we are.
Oh, absolutely. Right? What the fuck? Those fucking women.
Yeah, yeah. Those fucking women.
See, we're women focused. I gotta fucking talk about them.
Ryan, you've listened to the show. We're very women focused, and of course, we understand what's going on in this country as well with women's rights and what with Me Too and Have Not. Right?
Yeah. No, we're gonna do the Me Three again.
Well, that's right. Dan came up with the Me Three. Why don't you go ahead and plug that again, Dan?
Yeah, plug the Me Three.
While
movement.
I don't go take a piss right now again.
No, I gotta go take a piss. What are you talking about? Joe should be plugging this shit.
Me Three, Dan, and then you can go.
Then Me Too.
I've never seen someone have to piss as much as he's got the bladder of a fucking broad. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's four times, and we're 3 minutes into the podcast. times already.
Just like a broad. You know, but I'm just, seriously though, you're right. Every fucking minute they have to, you're right. They don't have anything else to talk about unless it's political, because when it comes to fucking broads, they don't in all honesty, they don't listen to like Joe Rogan and this and that. That's why, like, when Howard Stern, you know, was at his peak, and even now, his listenership is mostly like middle-aged men. And, you know, 18, 20, 30-year-old men, 40-year-old men, because women don't necessarily listen to, you know, radio shows, podcasts. I mean, of course they do, but not that much. So when it comes down to, they don't want to
listen to Howard Stern, who he can be misogynist sometimes, and he can be, you know, he's more of a guy's show.
But let me ask you a question.
I agree with all of that.
In the same way that Howard Stern could be misogynistic, right? Wouldn't these broads be like whatever the what's the antithesis of that?
It's massage a parlorist,
feministic
or something.
Feminist or something. Yeah, it's the same shit, but it's the double standard.
But you're not allowed to hate them. You can only hate like Howard Stern or us. You can't hate fucking.
Right.
It's not equality anymore.
You can sip with us or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, it's not equality. It's equality is superiority.
Exactly. It's a mess because past all that shit, it actually sounds fucking like shit because they have their voices are fucking horrendous.
Well, here, Matt,
let me just say
that I do really honestly agree with all that. For you listeners who are out there, we're, you know, a couple minutes into this podcast where we're ripping to shreds, but they trust me when I tell you that I got about a half hour into it and I just couldn't tolerate it anymore. I was trying to do this homework.
No, it's unlistenable.
I couldn't do it. Yeah, they eventually had a guy on the show, and even he was just fucking, it was just bullshit. I couldn't deal with it.
He almost had as bad a thing as that.
When you sent me that file, you said, this is the one we're going to do. I said, all right, I listened to exactly about 7.5 minutes of it. And I did it intermittently because I tried so hard to get through it.
I don't know how you managed to listen to that.
But I do want to say, and I think that we're probably giving them a little too much
credit.
A little too much credit, yeah. But I just want to say real quick, if I could, before we should end up going into a break here, but give me 1 second. I do have something here.
Joe looks like he's about to
hang on,
do something. I don't know what he's doing.
Hang on, I'm doing something.
What the fuck's he doing? He's pulling his pants down.
Can you see him doing? Me and Tripp are doing a situation right now.
What the fuck are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
Stand by, Ryan. Something's going on here with him.
Emily doesn't give him enough, so Tripp has to take care of him.
that's not true. All right, here we go. All All right. I do want to say, though.
It's a very young 16-year-old body.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. So I looked up this podcast that these broads are doing online.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And there was really only like one thing I could find. Like there was, I don't know, maybe I'm using the wrong thing. I'm using AskJeeves.com for my search engine, but.
Yeah, that's accurate. That's very current.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2001. Yeah.
Right, right.
That was good.
You still get the same answer.
Right. So on Alta Vista, what I found was. I found
Emily, you wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah, no.
It's before you were born.
It was way before you. I mean, decades.
All right. Excite.com.
I don't even know what that one is. That's way deep, Dan.
I don't either.
Dan just went really deep. But I did find a review here on Yelp.com.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Under the ground round, Matt, yeah. Which is in
Longhorn. That's
weird. Yeah. In Longhorn, Pennsylvania. So if I could, I'm just going to read this review, Matt, if that's all right.
Go ahead, yeah.
All right, so it says, I couldn't find the correct thread. Let me just start this over. Hang on a second.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ready? I'm a fucking professional podcaster.
Stop drinking an hour ago and then say it again.
All right, here we go. I couldn't find... How can I go back in time? That's not a real thing. All right. I couldn't find the correct thread, so I'll just leave this here. I was recently forwarded the opportunity to listen to the podcast Girls Gotta Eat on Apple Podcast, and by the sound of it, when Girls Gotta Eat, these two casters fill their voids with political and non-joke type humor. You know, the type where there's laughter and no actual joke was ever made. I can't verify this, but it keeps going, man. It says,
go ahead.
They kick off the episode with typical political banter as they attempt to shove their viewpoints down the listener's throat while posing as unsuspecting outsiders to politics. This is a tired format that is easily found out in every other corner of the internet, and politics are boring. I agree 100%, by the way.
Yeah, same
here.
Right. So then it goes on to say, one lady sounds like she's just your typical girl from the valley, but one who has suffered multiple strokes and also still wears braces. Accurate.
That's good.
The other just sounds like a giant nose with legs. Also,
that's pretty spot on, right?
Yeah, it really is. They're the perfect concoction of how society tells us to act, but with absolutely no personality. The editing is choppy, and no one on the show apparently has heard of a pop screen. So they're sort of like Dan, is what they're saying.
Right, yeah.
What are you talking about? I always use a pop screen.
Yeah, exactly. This person says, the rare moments when the episode seems to pick up a little steam, usually fueled by their guests, the host immediately squash it with their shameless endorsement plugs. It says, in conclusion, yeah. There is a fun time to be had by all at your local neighborhood ground round. So,
the fuck?
Matt, this person is just labeled the S. I don't know what that stands for. But.
I don't know what that is.
I can only imagine.
I don't know what it is either.
Yeah, I wonder.
The S. He must be a fucking pretentious prick.
That son of a bitch.
The S.
The S?
Perhaps the S is son of a bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
But
that's good.
Was there another
perfect?
Was there another review from Bickford's from your B R B R R?
There's another one that says Dan T.
Private T dot E dot E dot
R E R R R R R.
Oh, wait a second. S. Wait a second. There's another review here from Joe's Little Girl. It says, no, that's actually not a real one.
Oh, yeah. They are fucking nose with legs.
I like how they put it on Yelp. That's really accurate.
That's good.
Bitch about podcast.
Oh, that's too fucking funny, man.
Yeah, really weird. The person was, I think they were around you, Ryan, the person. They were from somewhere in the Carolinas, I believe.
Oh.
That's weird. That's really, really coincidental.
That is coincidental. Yeah.
The ground
roll. It really is. So.
What about the A? Wouldn't it be there's the S and there's the A?
What's the A? Oh, the
yeah.
What is your thing, Dan? I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, the A.
The additive?
It took me 20
the
additive. Minutes to get that joke.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ryan, do you want to stick around for a little bit? You got to go. What's your deal?
Oh, I can stick around, man. I'm pretty, I'm good to go.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for a second. When we come back, Matt, let's not even do a sponsor today. Let's just go right into something. What do you think about that bullshit?
I don't care.
All right, so we're going to take a break so we can fill you in on what's going on. But when we come back, we're going to do something else we haven't done in at least a few weeks. But we'll be back right after these words, Matt. What do you think? Is that all right?
No, I don't even care.
All right, we'll be back right after these words.
Okay.
Privateers Inc. and, of course, Ryan Hatch from the Subtractive and Your Boy Rick Roy podcast. You can, of course, find them on SoundCloud and on the Subtractive.com. Dan really has to piss. I can tell. That's why I'm dragging this out.
Listen to the brand new episode 9.2 and 5 in the same week.
9.2 and 5? What about 9.3? What the fuck?
Dan, if you listen to the fucking podcast, there isn't going to be a 9.3. Yeah. Mike from next door is done.
Dan doesn't listen. Okay, we'll be back right after these words. Yeah, you can't front on that, Matt. This is Privateers Incorporated. We are back from the break.
Yeah,
we didn't
I'm saying.
We didn't even do a single sponsor today.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
But Matt, yeah. Matt, how about you plug your favorite licorice right now? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. What?
It's obviously Twizzlers, or is it Red Vine?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Red Vine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twizzlers, if you want to bite into something that tastes nothing like it says that it should taste like,
right?
Eat a fucking Twizzlers. Have a nice night. Goodbye.
Ryan, is there anything you want to plug while you're on with us here?
Yeah, Twizzlers, man. I got a second to Twizzlers. They do taste like nothing. There's two flavors, cherry and there's licorice. No, and they both taste exactly the same. Yeah, neither one of them tastes like a fucking fruit.
It tastes like sugar.
Like a weird sugar, like a strange sugar.
Dan, do you have any plugs that you want to do for any products that you've used lately?
Let's see. Let's see what I use lately.
For fuck's sake, get to it.
Band-Aid.
Already.
Yeah, what do we do? Band-Aid.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you cut yourself?
Yeah,
a Band-Aid. What are you, a fucking 4-year-old?
plastic strips from Walgreens. Walgreens plastic strips.
Oh, it's not even the Band-Aid brand. It's a fucking knockoff.
Plastic strip.
It's better, actually. It's like half the price of Band-Aid, and it just works for about as half as long.
I think Dan's the only person in the world that actually calls Band-Aid by its name. It works better than Band-Aid.
Right. Well, I'm going to bring back an old sponsor. I'm going to plug Cock Cologne, if you remember from episode 2, maybe.
Cock Cologne, yeah.
Cock Cologne. Use Cock Cologne for, spraying your cock down with cologne. I don't know what the fuck you want.
You know what? I've used it a couple times. It works really good.
Oh, did you use it?
I did.
A bottle of it at home.
Yeah.
He used it right before he met the girl that wanted him to buy a carton of fucking cigarettes for him.
yep.
She was like, oh,
that
yeah.
was good. Like, I got a, roses and a pack of cigarettes for her. That was really good. She wanted Newport. But I bought her American Spirit menthol.
And then you put on cock cologne.
That's a true story, by the way.
It is.
Unfortunately for Dan.
And then you went, but how was the cock cologne? Did it work well?
It did. It
Were you
really
able to
well.
Get close enough to see if it worked?
Yes.
Or did
I
you
was.
Just ask her?
No, I just asked her and she said it worked really good.
But she couldn't smell it over the fucking smoke.
She couldn't, no.
Right.
Unfortunately. Okay. No.
It smelled like an old dive bar. Dan's cock.
Smoking your Adidas fucking scented cock. I can see it now.
Exactly. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into the top five. Ryan is a very, he's a music aficionado.
Yes,
like the
he
rest
is.
Of us. Matt, you, I, and Ryan were in band. We're in a band together. Ryan and I were substituting.
So did Ryan choose these songs, or
no, no? These are the top five.
Dan, yeah. Are you fucking listening?
Dan, no. I am fucking listening. What the fuck?
No, Matt. Jesus. Dan doesn't listen to this podcast. Not even when he's doing it.
He's not even listening while he's doing it.
No.
So it's an American Top Five. Okay, I know.
Yeah.
Good.
So
play the African Top Five.
I don't think you can. I don't know how to do it. All right, so Ryan, what we do is we go through the top five U.S. charted songs on Spotify, and most likely they're zingers here. So,
oh yeah, absolutely, best songs they ever came up with.
So we're gonna start with number five, of course, end with number one, and let's just get right into it. Number five song here, you guys, is
this is from Emily's iPod.
Probably. I mean, she listens probably a lot. Right? This is the funniest part about it is that I never know how to pronounce any of these people's names or the songs.
That's kind of bad when you.
So here at number five is I don't even know what to say. You're like, okay, I'm gonna try this a couple different ways. Number five song is called Soogie. I don't know, but it's by somebody called Da Baby. Matt,
what?
Da Baby.
All right, for those of you listeners out there concerned about me thinking that I'm having a stroke right now, I'm not. I'm actually reading the number five song. This is Shug. Soog.
What is That's this? The name of the song?
Can you, hang on. We have a 20-year-old in the... What does that say? Oh, even she doesn't know. Okay. All right, so it's Shug by Da Baby. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Start. There's no words. Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Go out, won't. Good. I think the dude just said something about cock home. I'm a CEO, sure. Yeah. The first nigga play on my body, a nigga. I just have my back. Look at Dan.
Hey, can I ask you, is one of you guys beatboxing with your mouth? Or is that fucking
no, that's the song.
What are you talking about? Right.
So, all right, Matt, preliminary thoughts. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Preliminary thoughts, Matt. Go ahead.
Just another dumb doing another dumb song.
Okay. You know what? That was very very appropriate for this song.
All right, Dan, what do you think about this song? Give me your honest opinion.
All I have to say is...
It is the same fucking beat. Ryan, what do you think here?
It's the same shit. I mean, it sounds like everything else like that. I can't fucking differentiate one song like that from another. It all sounds exactly the same. And that one's even slow and fucking, I don't know. It's really uninspired.
Yeah, you're right.
It's terrible. Ryan, you are correct. That is the most terrible song I've ever heard in my life.
You win.
Is this a song?
I think so. Either that or I killed a cat out back before, which also happened.
I think killed a cat is a better.
And that's one of the top five songs right now.
Ryan, that is the number five song in the country. Believe it or not.
What the fuck, man?
Don't be so mad.
Yeah, calm down, for God's sake. Well, that's okay. Don't worry, because I here at number four.
It's even better, right?
Wait, hang on. You guys, I'm just saying right now. I can't even make this shit up. Matt.
Yeah.
At number four, I just want you to know that the number four song is called... And I'm not saying this to be funny. This is really the name of it. It's called Earthquake.
Should I get ready?
Hang on, Dan. This is by Tyler, the Creator. Just so you know.
Tyler, the Creator?
Tyler, the Creator. It's called Earthquake with an F, Matt. Earthquake.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go, Ryan. I'm sure you're anticipating a huge song here. Here we go. This is for you.
Oh my God.
Here comes your boy Tyler, Matt, coming into it here any second now with Earthquake.
Oh my God.
This is so fucking depressing.
Ryan, are you cutting your wrist right now? Is that the sound I hear in the background?
Yeah, I'm on to my ankles. I'm going right to the Achilles. It can't be any more painful than this shit.
Let's start with Dan. Dan, what are your thoughts on this fucking, this zinger right here? This fucking, this real,
you know what?
Winner.
Honestly. Okay. So I hear elements of jazz, classical.
What?
And some, a little bit of trap music in here. So
smidgen of shit music in there.
So I think, you know what, honestly, this is a, I think it deserves its rating of being the number four song in the U.S.
All right, Dan's fired, Matt. Okay, Ryan, what do you think about this fucking horrid piece of shit? This flavor?
I don't understand. Like, that's the thing. They both sound pretty much the same. Like, if you told me those both of those songs were from the same person, I would say, all right, yeah, I guess. It's all the same shit. It's all just crank out music as fast as you can and don't even fucking think about it.
Right, exactly. Matt, what do you think? You have a pretty exciting look on your face.
What's music? What is the definition of music?
Dan's drunk, Matt. Pull the mic.
I'm gonna say, like I, like Ryan, am trying to cut every piece of my body off. I just cut a piece of my thigh right off of my body because it'll make me feel better than listening to this shit.
All three of you are correct. You all get 10 points.
All right.
Yeah.
Points, dude.
Whippy ding.
Right. That was just in case you guys were coming in late to this podcast. That's not even how it works. But okay. If you're coming in late to it, that was Earthquake.
Earthquake. Jesus.
Yeah. With an F, you fucking retards out there.
Earth?
Can we say that on
fucking
Apple
Earthquake.
Yeah, you could say retard.
Retard.
All right. This one I've heard a billion fucking times. I'm not even sure why this is still on the fucking thing or whatever. Listen. I don't even want to say what I want to say about this, but I'm just, all right. This song is called Old Town Road Remix by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus thinks he's a fucking thing. Not even Nas. If it was Nas, I'd be into it. But this is Lil Nas X, man.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This is a shameless
attempt.
Is
it Nas' son?
I don't even think that's the case. No, this is just some...
Lil Nas. All
right. You'll hear what I'm saying. This is,
go ahead.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. And they use Nine Inch Nails, by the way, here as a sample.
What's
just
this?
In case. This is a Nine Inch Nails sample. So, pay Trent Reznor, you fucker.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
What the fuck is that?
What? He said he's gonna take his horse to a hotel room?
That's what I thought.
Is he for real?
Hang on, here
no, hold on, this is a joke. I got the horses in the what? Bag. What the
fuck?
Is this for real? You're fucking joking right now. Hold on. Wait. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
My nigga. Yeah.
fuck. This is for real, dude? Come on, serious. Are you being dead serious right now? This is a real song?
Am I lying? Look, that's his number three right there. It says it right there.
Hold on. I have to get up and look at this.
Look, come on. Come over here on this side.
You're not fucking serious.
Look, it says right there. Look. Ryan, you're in the South there. Is there any fucking... What's going on down there, for fuck's sake? Please, tell us.
Is this from the South?
Dude, as far as me, it's got to be from the South, because there's just fucking top-grade garbage down here. It's really, really bad.
Oh, my God. What are they talking about?
This is sort of like a country...
Wait a second. Whoa, hold
something
on.
Something
mixed. All right, everybody just stop for one second.
Go ahead.
Is she dancing? She was just dancing.
No.
Well, I mean, no, 15, she's probably like 15-year-olds yeah. Do like this type of shit.
I think that was far enough in the background we could let it slide.
I swear I saw her dancing.
Yeah, she was getting, doing the she was getting roll. Down to that.
All right, I'm going to... All right, Ryan, start us off with this. What are your thoughts on this?
Go
this
ahead,
Old
Ryan.
Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. Go ahead.
Wait, Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah. I didn't hear Billy Ray Cyrus. Was he in there? I couldn't. Was that him or?
Was he somewhere in there doing something. I don't know.
Like doing that singing shit or whatever. So, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Colt Ford?
No.
No.
Nope.
Even Dan. Right.
This will explain what the fuck is going on down here. if you look up Colt Ford, he's a real fat fucking white redneck, and he raps, and he's huge down here. I don't know why.
Did he rap with Kid Rock?
It's that whole thing. It's that country slash rap fucking thing, and he raps about like fucking mud wheeling and shit and dumb. I don't know.
Didn't he do something with Kid Rock?
Probably. Fuck Kid Rock.
And now all of a sudden, Dan knows all about it, man.
Yeah, Kid Rock is very classy.
I love how Ryan's so mad at Kid Rock.
Ryan, calm down.
If you want to hear that full-blown Kid Rock rage, listen to that podcast this Wednesday. We fucking tear up Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I have to hear that then.
And, of course, you can listen to it on SoundCloud or at the Subtractive.com. It is the Subtractive and Your Boy Rick Roy podcast, so don't forget to listen to that. And subscribe, of course. Don't just fucking listen to one episode. What's the matter with you?
What is the...
Listen to them all.
What is a fucking gentleman. Hell yeah.
What's the guy's name you just told me? The fat fucking...
Oh, now you got mad on it. He's on Wikipedia.
It's Colt, like Colt 45, and then Ford, like a fucking truck, like a Ford truck.
Oh, he looks like Ryan Dunn.
I thought you were going to say Ryan Hatch. I was like, fuck, I'm not that fat.
No, he does actually. Look, Joe, doesn't it look like Ryan?
Like Ryan Dunn.
Hatch. Right?
Like Ryan Dunn.
Put some sunglasses.
A little bit, yeah.
Right, we are going to listen to that later. But Matt, we have to get on some more.
Oh my God, I can't listen to that.
Matt's doing his own top five here.
That was horrible. I can't listen.
Okay.
But that's the whole, that's what everyone listens to here, is like that hybrid fucking rap country. Like they take the two worst musics possible and just smash them together.
And Dan, what are your thoughts on that song that we just heard?
It fucking sucked.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Matt. Matt, you don't like it or what? Or you do like it?
It's fine.
Oh, Matt likes it. Look at that.
If you're an asshole.
Oh, if you're an asshole. Hang on a second. I just, you know, I feel like just Matt likes something. You got to give it a little bit of a fucking. Okay, that's enough. All right. There we go. All right, we're going to go back into it into Spotify. We're going to go to the number two song now, Dan, if you're not counting correctly here. I'm counting backwards, down from 5 to 1. The number two song, Matt, are you ready? I see you're looking at a screen over there,
man.
Of some kind.
No, because I don't like it. I don't like this. What are we doing?
Very unprofessional. You're looking at your phone. You're probably texting some side
I'm trying to fucking think what this is. What is this, a podcast? There we go.
The number two song is The London, featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott by Young Thug, J. Cole and Travis Scott, which I just
said.
What
the fuck?
What is it?
Yeah, am I showing my age, by the way, by doing this? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I was a...
You could actually pronounce it. That's amazing.
Yes, The London. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to play it right now. Come on, Trip, come on. All right, here he goes.
It's Trip shit.
I got high hopes for this one so far.
I could already tell this is going to be amazing.
Oh, man, yeah. Ryan, if only you were here. You would see him acting like, for some reason, this is my shit.
Matt, please start it about. Matt, start us off here with a review.
Okay.
Come on.
So, this would be my favorite song ever if I was just a stupid, dumb,
come on,
fucking useless piece of shit.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say
ridiculous. I'm not going to be able to get anything done here.
You know what? This is...
Matt, mark 58:20 for me, please.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you think?
So, all right. So, if you have less than normal intelligence, this is the best song for you.
This is the best or is not?
This is definitely the best song for you to listen to.
Ryan,
this is definitely your jam.
Ryan, what are your thoughts on The London featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott by Young Thug? Come on now. Be honest with
me. Why do people even listen? Like, I know back in our day, when we were growing up, people would listen to music like this when they were going to the club and shit. I don't even think people leave their houses anymore. I'm really hard pressed to figure out why anyone would listen to, like, what situation would you have to be in to listen to where this music is adequate?
Like, maybe if you're strung out, is what you mean? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
so I'm trying to figure out what this guy is doing here.
What do you mean? He's rapping, Dan, or he's, you know,
is this rap?
I don't know.
Seriously, is this rap?
What kind of music
this
is
not Thug? Even
what
rap.
It's country, Dan.
What is Young Thug? Nobody knows. Not even the youngsters know.
Not
what
even
young
the young thug knows what Young Thug is.
Yes, Ryan, you're correct. Only crackheads and meth heads listen to this song.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, that's 25 points to Ryan. So for those of you counting at home, Ryan has 4 points and the rest of us have negative 12, I think it is.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Wow. What was that, number four?
No, I think I have the most points out of anybody.
Oh, that was a different song?
Yeah.
They all sound the same.
Number two?
Well, guys,
okay,
I
want to hear number one. Oh, I can't wait for
we
this.
We are at the number one song.
Wonderful.
So here we
are. So this is the number one song in America right now.
Yeah, this is the number one song in America.
Ready?
On Spotify, yeah. I don't know if this one is necessarily like that. I've heard this song before.
You've heard this?
I have heard this song before.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. This is a song by William Eilish. It's called Bad Guy. I'm sorry, it's Billie Eilish. It's called Bad Guy. Billie Eilish is a new sensation.
Who's this guy? What's he like?
Oh, I'm sure he's great.
Is he a country dude or is he like a rap guy?
No, he's a 17-year-old girl.
He's a country rapper.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is 18. She's 18 now. It's an 18-year-old girl named Billie Eilish.
Oh, shit.
No, yeah.
Her name is Billie Eilish?
It's a chick? This is a girl we're talking about?
This is a broad. Yeah, you'll hear.
A girl? A 17-year-old girl named Billie Eilish?
No, she's 18 and her name is Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
So technically, when you said she's country, you were half right.
Yeah, cunt.
No, I said her cunt reeks. I'm sorry, Ryan. The connection's a little fucked up here. Sorry. Trip is kind of slacking on the fucking connection.
Oh, boy.
So here you go. This is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Oh, look at that.
Hang on a second, Matt. I'm going to snort this fucking line of meth real quick. I'm just kidding. I'm going to smoke it.
Is this fucking real?
White shirt. Now
what?
Put my butt on the wall. You're on your TV screen. Uh-oh. Like, no one think you're so criminal.
There's something wrong with these people. Seriously.
Joe's gonna dance. Hang on.
No, I'm standing up.
I don't know.
You have to be fucking drunk to drink to listen to this shit.
This is not.
Hey, we're getting.
Look at that. Emily's over there getting down over there.
Look at her.
Look at her. She's fucking dancing.
Fuck. Remember when Pee Wee Herman was on the bar in The Big Adventure? That's what she's doing right now.
Might seduce your.
My God.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Joe knows this. Dan, we need to have a fucking intervention with this
Matt,
motherfucker.
I'm dating a 20-year-old girl. That's what happened.
Are you dating Bobby Eyelash?
I'm dating William Eyelash. All right. Ryan, give us a scoop here, Ryan. Come on.
Okay, so number one song or Dan's version?
No, your name is Dan. I asked Ryan. I just had to remind him what his name was. I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
We have a guest, Dan. I mean, you can't interrupt him, too.
No, I am interrupting him. Fuck that. All right,
go ahead.
Let's all calm down here for a second. Ryan, go ahead.
This song is a breath of fresh air, man. It's thank God it doesn't sound like every other fucking song you just play.
I'm really digging that. I'm with Ryan on this one. I am. This is not just because I'm trying to score points with the broad behind me, Matt. I'm just saying. But he's right. It's totally different than anything else.
Yeah, but I don't. It may be different, but this is still fucking weird.
Yeah, it's still top end crap.
But
I mean, it's all relative too. Like, I guess I could listen to that one.
This, you know what this reminds me of?
I'd rather just kill myself. Right?
Yeah. this is true. This reminds me of when we were younger and Beck came out with Loser. Okay, like real depressing and weird. You know what I mean?
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I just like, oh God, she's another Beck.
All right, Dan, what are your thoughts on this song?
You know what? It is. I have to agree with Ryan on this one. It is a breath of fresh air compared to the other shit last four songs we listened to.
Okay.
So
she's singing along back there.
Matt,
I don't understand how it made it to the number one spot.
No, you're right.
I agree with you there. There must be
just heaps of fucking terrible music out there.
Yeah, it's astonishing.
Because do people like...
At least she sounds sexy.
Huh?
I guess.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of him.
Emily, would you please show them a picture of Billy
Yeah,
eyelashes?
Let's see a pic. Can you show Ryan, too? Is that possible?
We don't have that technology yet, Matt. Trip, if you would, please text
where's
him.
Where's Tenacious D?
I'm not sure.
That's what we need in the number one spot, Tenacious D.
Well, Matt, I'm going to have to give this this top five point-wise to... Who do I give it to? Of course I have to give it to Ryan. He has 10,000 points. That's a terrible picture this brought.
Just in time, I actually got the...
What the fuck?
Trip is trying to...
Who is
Trip's
this
trying to send
bitch?
Me a text message right now.
Oh, what is Trip sending you? Is he sending you the picture?
Is that really a broad?
it looks like a close-up pair of balls. Like, really close.
Hey, you should have never gave him your phone number, dude.
Matt, can I just give the world's worst picture showing award to Emily, by the way? She picks the worst pictures of somebody to show. Like, show them a picture of me. It probably looks like a melted candle from last week or something.
So Tripp sending pictures. Now, see, Joe, this is why we got to get rid of him.
Who, Tripp?
He's sending Ryan pictures of his nutsack, dude.
I can't, well... Yeah, but that's just Tripp. That's how he does his thing.
You know? Right. Well, hold on. Do you mind, Ryan, or can he continue doing this?
Yeah,
but his hair got in the way.
It's captioned whatever that picture that you wanted him to send to me, but instead it's a picture of what I'm pretty sure is balls.
Are you sure it's not his hair?
he had the camera backwards or something. I don't know what the fuck he did.
Tripp, please be professional. We pay you a large sum of money to do this show, so... All right.
And now he's not answering the phone, so I don't know. Whatever.
That sounds like him, honestly. That's some shit he would do. Let me see here. I just want to make sure that I got a thing here. All right. Well, listen. We had a pretty productive show. It depends on who you ask, really.
I'm going to take a picture of the door where Tripp was behind.
15 minutes was pretty
bad, I like
bad,
how you
though.
Interrupt me again, you motherfucker. I'm in the middle of talking, and you just fucking start talking like you're...
You don't have anything good to say anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Shut the fuck up, cunt.
Listen, we're going to end this fucking podcast, okay?
Yeah. Oh, this is the... I love this song.
All right, listen. If you need to contact us for any reason, you can, of course, email us at privateerscorp@gmail.com. Go to our website. What's the website, Dan? Come on.
Facespace.com.
Oh, this fucking asshole. Look us up on social media, if we even have that. I'm not sure anymore. It doesn't even matter. Who cares?
My book and Facespace.
We want to thank Ryan Hatch. Ryan Hatch, a.k.a. The Subtractive, and your boy Rick Roy Podcast. You can check it out on SoundCloud and, of course, at thesubtractive.com for all of your The Subtractive needs. Buy all kinds of shit on there. Spend your money. Stop being a fucking pussy about it. Faggot.
Yeah, give me all your money. That's what I do it for. That's why we all do it. We all do it to eventually get money off of it.
Exactly.
And anybody that tells you differently is fucking lying.
I agree. Ryan, you got anything to plug this week?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be on the Girls Who Can't Stop Eating podcast next week. Girls Who Can't
Stop. Then the following week, I'm going to be on the 300-pound Soprano podcast.
All right, so check out Girls Who Can't Stop Eating a Bunch of Shit next week and listen to Ryan on there. Dan, you got anything to plug for this week, Dan, or what? Any appearances or anything?
You know what? I'm going to be at the only game in town in North
Haven. Again? Matt, he's got a residency over there.
I know.
Damn right.
Oh God!
I like I'm batting 400 so far.
Oh, dude! I seen you up there. You were driving that thing that picks up all the golf balls.
Matt, you got anything for us this week?
Yeah, man. I'll be in Tallahassee at the Laugh So Hard Your Cunt Falls Out. at 5 a.m.
Is that a real
It is. It is a real place.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I heard of that place.
It sounds legit. I like it.
Yeah, it's right next door to the... I swear to God, I'm going to laugh so hard my uterus will fall out. That place.
Fantastic. Oh.
Yeah.
Woo-ha, woo-ha.
Oh, what? Was there something else?
Shout out to Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. I'm going to be at the... they're opening a new Wendy's in Berlin, Connecticut next weekend. This weekend. I apologize. I'm going to be at the new Wendy's opening over there. Dave Thomas. Shout out to Dave Thomas and the broad with the fucking red pigtails. I'm going to be over there.
Oh, DT, rest in peace.
I'm going to be serving doubles, triples, baked potatoes, you name it, Matt's, Frosties,
you
fries.
You forgot double stacks.
All that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yo, tell them motherfuckers to bring back the spicy chicken nuggets. They got rid of them.
They will.
Oh, so, I know. Those were so good.
I'll tell them personally.
Should. Everybody I know.
I'm going to be there from 6 o'clock in the morning until, I think, 11 o'clock at night. Emily, is that what it is? I'll be signing autographs. The autographs are going to be $27.59 a piece, or you can get two for $42. So
that's a solid deal right there.
Absolutely. Yep. Ryan, hang out after the podcast, man. We're going to talk to you real quick. But otherwise, everybody else in out there listening, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
No, we won't, because I quit.
Privateers, yeah. Incorporated.
I quit. Goodbye. Lay low, roll up on your ass like Hawaii 5-0. Mac out with my dreads in my Kango. Forget the moment, nigga, just pass the Cisco. Yo, take a trip down to Mexico. Come back with that shit that might make you psycho. Maximum frequency studio stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. I step up in the place and yo, I step correct. Yeah. Got you all in check. I got that head nod, shit that make you break your neck.